Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report.
Extremely warm waters in 2010 is making it another disastrous year for the world's coral reefs, reports the New York Times. Coral reefs suffered significant losses from heat stress in 2005 and 1998, when 16% of the world's corals are estimated to have died. Most corals live relatively close to their heat limits and form close relationships with embedded algae that supply them with needed nutrients and add color to the coral. When heat-stressed, corals will eject the algae and then appear bleached. They sometimes die soon afterwards, especially if the stress is extreme. This year, serious bleaching is being seen in reefs in Thailand, Indonesia, and the Caribbean. Bleaching of coral reefs has become widespread as climate change creates more intense oceanic surface water heat waves more often. Furthermore, as warm coastal waters evaporate more, the remaining saltier water becomes an added stress for corals. Coral die-off is very serious because these tiny, slow-growing creatures form large coral reefs, which are hot spots of marine biodiversity. Once corals die, it takes centuries for new corals to build new reefs.
For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.